Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Do you feel like moments like this cause Amin's, I think like almost like he really reveres his ability to lie? You know, like he talks about what a great liar he is all the time. And so like in moments of great shame where he starts making excuses and everything, I almost feel like it's like, you know, like the sun powers Superman and makes him like this unstoppable thing. I feel like moments of shame power the lying ability of Amin Al-Hassan.
I haven't even participated with any of the spin.
Oh, was.
That's coming out of this.
I mean, the first thing he blamed was Ramadan, which feels like the opposite of what you would do during Ramadan. That's the first thing he blamed.
Oh, my God. Allah's going to be pissed when
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything because, it's outside of my purview. But
he going to be, Allah going to be holding his notepad and the first thing on that list is going to be that. That time you blamed us for that terrible jump shot. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to doubt the effects of fasting. I'm sure it's hell, right? I've done like intermittent fasting before. I was like, never done sucks, a
partial
man.
Fast. I wouldn't know. Yeah.
It's yeah.
Sounds tough for sure.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kyrie for joining him in the fasting.
So Waz, you're saying you haven't heard any of the Amin defense? that he's
I've heard none
the
of
campaign,
it. I've heard
he's been running out.
None of right. the spin. I've,
well,
I've,
he, okay. I've,
well, he, claimed, he had to put spin claimed. On it because there was no spin oh. on that jump shot.
not proper spin. Not the way you would want it to spin.
Bad yeah, rotation.
It was going like this instead yeah. of like this.
And so yeah. Zach talked to him we were, first Sunday.
We were on radio. The radio Sunday morning, and we dedicated two segments.
Saturday?
Was it Saturday?
I know my man Ben Lyons was part of this game. Shouts to yeah. Ben Lyons. Who else was in that shit?
I know that the video started going crazy on Sunday, so I have okay. to assume that it was a Saturday event.
Yeah, I think it was Saturday. It was either Friday night or Saturday night. Yeah, he, I mean, he made a big point after he first, you know, blamed Ramadan. He made a big point to say, like, he hasn't played competitive basketball since 2017.
Correct. I don't even think it was competitive. I think he was saying
he hasn't played a single pickup game.
He claims since the 2017 finals, I believe he said. Yeah. Now, I haven't played ball probably a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years. I haven't picked up a basketball in about that amount of time. I can tell you right now, I'll go shoot a jumper. It ain't going to look like that. Like there's no amount of time. There's no amount of time. Now, granted, I'm a much better shooter than Amin, right? Like I'm a much better shooter than Amin. Which was established before this video ever happened. But I'm trying to think of, like, even if you gave me severe carpal tunnel right now, I think I could get a better shooting form than what happened there.
That's the problem. It's the form of the shot.
Airmail a corner three, whatever. That's fine. You know, it's not good, but it's whatever.
It's not. Look, I'm almost positive I would airball my first jumper going on the court because I do know when I last played professionally. Just as an aside, guys, I went to a 4th of July party in July of 22.
Okay.
I think it was 22. Yeah, July of 22. And so I may or may not have sampled some MDMA water.
Oh, and MDMA water?
Yeah. Water.
You don't know that's a thing?
No, yeah, man. I'm not in the drug game, man.
You need to get out on July 4th, man.
Apparently, by the way, I was in Laurel Canyon. You know, okay,
now it's starting to connect. Now it's starting to connect.
Yeah. Crazy crib. Tennis court and a basketball court. Mm-hmm. And obviously, 8 glasses of rosé in. Easy. Like, I'm having a great time. And there's a basketball court. And so me and two of my homies are shooting around. And these three dudes come on and they start shooting around. Mm-hmm. And just so you guys, so to paint the picture for you, two of the homies I was with is black guys. The three homies that got on the court is white guys.
Uh-oh.
And we're just shooting around.
We know how this goes.
And the white boys go to us, y'all trying to run a 3-on-3? And the way they said it, it was like, they was challenging us for reasons that are obvious to you guys. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They was trying to get a W on us.
They would never stop telling the story. We played these three black guys on the 4th of July, and we won.
I was already in my zone. I was already... Okay. But, like, the pride within me and my homies, it was silent. It was just, we looked at each other like, yo, these dudes, okay, these dudes is really trying to do something. We played, long story short, we played the 5 or 7. We definitely didn't play to 11. Yeah. I blew at least 3-point blank layups. Mm-hmm. But we ended up winning 7-6. We didn't do win by twos. We said we got the 7 on a long ranger, and we said, fuck that, we out, it's over, blah, blah, blah. And we ended up winning fucking barely, and I was dying. And I'm gonna send you, I have the picture in my phone of the aftermath of me after that game.
Yeah.
And you guys are gonna be like, yeah, of course. But yeah, I bricked several layups.
Water.
Yeah, yeah. I bricked several. It was the rosé. I bricked several layups. I had some beautiful backdoor cuts before the layup. You know what I mean?
Because
they clearly didn't expect me to double reverse jinx they ass on the backdoor cut, Zach. They didn't. No, they didn't know not. I had that
they part didn't know of my move game. Off ball like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that was the last. That would have been damn near 2 years ago. Was the last time I picked up a ball and like competitively hooped. But my form wouldn't look deformed. Also, I would refer people to the Lil Wayne video, start with straight shots and then pop bottles. I think it's called We Popping Champagne. Lil Wayne takes a very unfortunate jump shot in that video.
But he's Lil Wayne. Yeah, but they win the championship game.
Yes. it's very reminiscent of Amin's form on that jump shot.
Now, what do you think about the excuse? Because there's more. It's a women's ball, and those are harder to shoot. And so he told me he talked to Eddie Johnson about this after the Sabrina versus Steph shootout, and how she should have shot with the men's ball because it's harder to shoot with the women's ball because it really sails on you.
Mm-hmm.
Waz is not moved by that.
We're not flying.
Okay. The smaller ball. I thought there was more to the smaller ball.
It's a smaller ball.
Okay. No, that's no.
Okay. All right, well, let's flow seamlessly into the next explanation, which is look at these injuries.
I was literally waiting for you guys to say, well, there's a smaller ball and y'all just said, oh, this ball is small and I'm just supposed to know why your form
shot with shot with a woman's ball, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another reason, yeah.
Look at these injuries. He held up his hand.
Yeah.
His pinky
was bent. Yeah.
He broke his wrist playing soccer. We'll remind everybody was when he broke that wrist. And he's got a bad back, right, which is well documented.
Was it his right wrist?
It was. You never know. I don't remember which one it was.
Even if it was his left, he'd probably be lying about it being on his right by now.
Now, I've had just about every injury there is, you know, throughout my body. I'm not twisting my hand like that on a follow through. Broken fingers, dislocated thumb.
Yeah, because you know if the pinky's busted, that means the balance of the whole hand is.
Yeah, you have to turn your hand. Yeah.
Here's my favorite though. This is my favorite.
Yeah.
He made four in a row right before that video was taken.
That's what he claims. He claims he hit four straight from that spot. From that spot, he hit four in a row before that bastardization.
The Lil Wayne jump shot is at the 27 mark of this video. 27 second mark of this video. You can go to 26 if you want to get it right.
Yeah.
Catch the jump shot and all of that. Mm-hmm. I'll put that in the chat for the viewers. So.
Made four straight and then airmailed that one.
Okay. Come on, guys.
Look what he said.
Again, and that's what's so good about a good lie is that there definitely are always some elements of the truth, right? They'll always tell you the greatest shooters have a consistent form on every single shot. Every shot looks the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you're not a great shooter, every now and again, your form isn't as smooth. The elbow isn't as tucked. You know, you don't get as much rotation. You don't get the elevation. You don't, like, we get it. Like, the best shooters that have repetition themselves into oblivion and, you know, the form stays consistent. So Amin is just saying, like, my form wasn't consistent, but I did have some jumpers fall in.
One of my favorite moments, this was early on in my credentialed career, is I was pregame. It was the Mavs were at the Kings. And on one end of the court, there was Dirk Nowitzki shooting. And on the other end of the court, there was Dante Green shooting, Syracuse legend. And a couple of reporters and I are standing there with Mario Elie, who was a Kings assistant at the time. And Mario Elie is marveling at Dirk, right? Like, Dirk's just warming up, just taking jumpers. He's like, look, doesn't matter.
Mario Elie could shoot, by the way.
He could shoot, yes.
In his day, yeah.
But to your point, why? He's like, look at that. Doesn't matter where he is. Everything's the exact same. Everything. It's exact same. It's automatic. He doesn't have to adjust anything. It's the exact same jumper. And then he looks down at his player, he's a Kings assistant coach. Dante Green goes, look at that motherfucker. Not a goddamn shot has looked the same this entire time.
In fairness to Dante Green, man, it's dirt. It wasn't his game. You're not gonna have dirt. You can't compare.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is a Lil Wayne shot.
All right.
Crossover. Oh!
Oh no! What happened to his arm? What happened to his arm?
It's reminiscent of what? Meme, yo.
It looks like he thinks he's Superman flying through the air. Yeah, pause it where, because his elbow is, you know, joint. You kind of want to tuck your elbow. He bends his elbow inverted. Like, is he double jointed?
Is he doing the horns?
there's a hook 'em at the end of that jump shot for sure. On both hands, horns. Actually. Look at both hands.
Yeah.
Both hands are hook 'em horns.
Look at that lazy ass closeout, too.
Oh, terrible close. But you don't want to foul him. You don't want to, you know.
No. It's a championship game.
Foul the shooter. Yeah. Thanks.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was actually the first thing that came to mind when I saw that shot. I mean, shot was Lil Wayne's shot in this music video. Because from the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, Lil Wayne, you are a horrible athlete.
That's the worst. Yeah. All right. What about them posting a picture of allegedly a made uncontested layup with him saying this is the footage they don't want you to see?
Days later.
Buddy, you could show me you dunk. No, you could show me you dunking on someone in that game, and I still want to see that jump shot footage.
We don't want to see after seeing that shot. We don't want to see anything else. We don't need to see anything else. We don't care.
The defense is about as enthusiastic as the defense in the Lil Wayne video.
Have you seen that highlight that Ben Lyons posted? Ben Lyons like whipping a pass to him across court.
Yeah.
And he does like a little fake, like a little ball fake, and then makes, I guess, a layup. Mm-hmm. And what I'm imagining is Amin in his mind made the most like dastardly ball fake that faked out the entire defense. Like it was Jason Kidd on a fast break, right?
No,
like faking a pass
mind,
and going up.
What was playing was that din 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 din
din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din din. And then we've got some confusing things here with who's the guy that took the video? Miles Ehrlich?
Yeah, that's Ehrlich. So on Monday's show, Amin said Miles came up to him and he said that he posted it because if there was anybody in the world who could handle this, that has such a great personality, that takes jokes in stride, it had to be Amin El Hassan. And that's why Miles posted the video.
Now, Amin told me on Sunday he had met Miles that day.
Well, I mean, maybe he follows Amin's Twitter.
Okay.
Listens to the Lebatard show.
What about Amin's Twitter makes you think that he can take jokes?
That he has a great personality.
he's the most defensive person on the internet on Twitter.
If you say a single thing to Amin in a Twitter comment, he will retweet you with an insult post haste.
Yeah.
A great personality. He can handle it.
It is of a piece with his other athletic feats on the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
At least it's part of like a trilogy, right? Or a series. It's a sequel to the Ninja Warrior stuff.
Losing that race in Miami. Remember?
Yeah, he did a foot race. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy and Pablo.
This is in keeping with that. So at least there's some level of, you know, he's been here before.
Well, because I was doing
act like you've been here before. He's literally been here before.
He lives here. He gets his mail forwarded here. I was doing a radio hit and I got asked about that right before we started recording. And they're like, you know, what makes him capable of taking these jokes was essentially the question. I said, well, there's a certain point where he starts getting roasted and he knows a couple of things. One, you can't fight the internet, right? Like you just got to roll with it. I said, and two, once it hits a tipping point, he loves attention so much that he is just focused on the attention he's getting, not whether it's negative or positive or anything like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, again, at a certain, like at first it's just like, wow, like your mentions become like useless for a few days. Yeah, like I've experienced some of this with some Orlando Magic fans clipping something I said about Paolo, which I was like, I don't think him and Franz are going to be like top end superstar guys.
Yeah.
And that's turned into like, they've like taken all my shit out of context.
Mind well, they're you, the 50 now.
Mind you, I was talking about in reference to Victor Wembanyama. Literally.
Oh, well, like, that's, yeah. I mean, they're not going to be that. They're good. And I'm a big, yeah, that's.
Waz is smizing right now, right into the camera.
And so.
Magic fans once photoshopped a tweet of mine trying to make it look like I used the N-word and sent it to The Athletic. And you want to know, what do you think prompted that?
Isaiah, what's his name? The preacher man? Oh, Jonathan Isaac? Yeah.
No, I had Terrence Ross outside my top three for sixth man of the year.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they're unhinged. Unhinged.
It's pretty tough, but shout out to Amin.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. Mmm, so smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants! That is good! Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Welcome to the Zosny edition of the OG show, the OG pod here on Count the Dings. I'm Zach Harper. That's Wesley Lambre. That's Anthony Mays. Meanwhile, Hassan hiding in a jump shot lab somewhere, not able to join us right now. But Waz, we are a basketball podcast. We're, you know, we kind of everything. We'll talk about anything out here. But we now have some competition. I don't know if you saw this, but LeBron James is officially a podcaster. LeBron James and JJ Redick have, what's it called? Mind of the Game? Mind of the Game?
Mind the Game.
Oh, Mind the Game. Mind the Game. Mind the Game.
That's a bad title.
A couple times I've seen the account retweeted. It still has the like faceless Twitter avatar. And I don't know if that's my app or if that's their account. Because it like, trust me, it wouldn't shock me if the app wasn't working properly, right? And it wasn't loading stuff. So now LeBron has essentially said, I'm paraphrasing here, but has essentially said that they're not worried about numbers here. They're not worried about like downloads and likes and shares and all this stuff. They're here to like nerd out on basketball. It's definitely the first time that anyone has ever wanted to nerd out on basketball on a podcast. That's definitely, it's breaking ground there.
It's groundbreaking.
I'll say this. So I tried listening to an episode and it didn't do it for me, right? Like, as an audio product, it was a little boring. It wasn't doing much for me. In the clips that I've watched, I actually think it's like, I'm consuming it wrong. I would like legitimately, yeah, like, I think this is a video project where you watch them talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're doing the clinks of the champagne.
Is this just an excuse for LeBron to drink?
Isn't that what the shop was?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I never watched.
By the way, that's why when you're saying, oh, this is his first podcast. No, it's not. The shop is a podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is a podcast.
The production value, like they're like on a stage somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Well, because I mean, like, Jason Gallagher is like legitimately, he's directing this whole thing. Like, it's legitimately like brilliant.
By the way, shouts to Jason Gallagher, one of the brilliant minds in this business. He's amazing. Also, shouts to my man, Richie Bozak, who also works on that, Ringer alum as well. Used to work on my shit, work on In My Feelings, not In My Feelings, in Full Court Fits. We've done a bunch of shit together. He's also incredible. So just full disclosure, those are my guys working on that.
Yeah. They're the reasons I actually think it will be successful.
Yeah.
Because I think, like,
how to make it awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that, and I do think I consumed the first episode incorrectly. Like, I don't think it's an audio project. But I don't know. Like, are you, you know, the subject of, oh, the 2-for-1 is a bad shot. That was the kind of thing that was going viral, right? The
2-for-1's a bad shot. I enjoyed that discourse.
I did too. Like, you know, when I heard Hollinger talk about it years ago and Seth Partnow talk about it and Kevin Arnovitz talk about it and Zach Lowe talk about it, like, yeah, I really enjoyed it too, you know?
And then, no, but those guys weren't nerding out.
Oh, that's true. No, like, it's, but no, there is obviously more weight when LeBron's like, hey, this is a bad strategy that everyone does. There is obviously more weight.
Because he actually goes out and executes it or watches. Watches D'Angelo Russell execute it every single game.
You think maybe this is hold on a second. You think this is maybe a shot at D'Lo? Because LeBron has been known to take some veiled shots.
We know the vibes.
I think he created this entire podcast project with JJ Redick to attack everything he doesn't like about what D'Lo does on a court.
So I was asked about the origin of this.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I text Richie to say congratulations. I didn't ask him about none of this shit. I don't know about none of the stuff that came out. But my best guess is when JJ went viral saying nobody wants smart basketball takes, they want gossip and stupid shit a bit, basically calling the fans dumb. Mm-hmm. That shit went viral, which means obviously LeBron saw it and he reached out and was like, yo, let's make a smart podcast.
Okay, yeah. Counterpoint. She was already in the works.
Ooh, and
so JJ going on first take.
Oh, this is galaxy brain. Nobody shit wants right here.
Real analysis. Everybody just wants to drink wine in a warehouse somewhere. Wait a second. What if we put them together? No, that was already in the works. That was a calculated move by JJ because where did that come from, right? It's not like that was, you did that more or less unprompted.
And he even referenced his YouTube numbers. He was like, I could do a breakdown of the actions that the Pelicans run and I get 50,000.
Deal was done.
Which 50,000 on YouTube is fucking bad, good, man.
Yeah. But, what if it's LeBron breaking down this stuff? Now talking millions. We're talking Mr. Beast numbers
this
now.
Now, Zach, now you sound like Timberlake in The Social Network. What do you think about billions with a B?
Drop the. Mind game is cleaner.
Mind game is cleaner. Yeah. Oh, man. Now I just have an image of him force feeding Jason Gallagher apple teenies at a high end restaurant in New York.
Gallagher is just like overdosing on Malbecs and shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is interesting. This is a setup by JJ.
I'm very, 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 I don't want to say suspicious, because, like, I hate to be the guy that's hating on positivity, but his whole 180 on Steph is so over the top, bro. I love that guy, by the way.
That's the best guy, by the way. Right there. Let's play the clip.
Early in your career, I came in the league in 06, 07. I played no minutes my first 2 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? If we had a 19-point lead going to the fourth, I might get all 12 minutes of garbage time.
For sure.
People would clear their benches.
Yeah, for
back,
sure.
This was 15 years ago.
For sure.
People would clear their benches for with a 17-point lead in the fourth and 9 minutes to go.
For sure.
You can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. You know why? Because I believe in 08, 09, or whenever that little light-skinned fucker came in the league, that's in Golden State, he changed that whole narrative. He did. He single-handedly changed the no lead is safe.
I agree. I do also really enjoy JJ's kind of feeling out the waters of can I laugh at light-skinned fucker? Yeah.
White people, when black people are saying ridiculous things, you can laugh at them. I'm giving you permission.
Clip that. Maze, clip that. I'm going to make that a ringtone.
Ambassador Wise.
Yeah.
Anytime I get caught laughing in public, I'm just going to show this.
My only Negro friend, Wozni, said it was fine.
Come on. We're friends with Trey. Come on, you can't say that. We good.
Then the follow-up, which is what you referenced, was of love stuff. Oh, I love that guy. Oh, you know.
And it has been this, like, when do we think this started? Because it's been I feel like he's been soft launching this, like, positive Steph thing for a couple of years now. It definitely wasn't after, in Cleveland.
Is it after the 22 finals or is it before the 22 finals?
No, it's before 22 finals. It's probably once he went to LA. I think once the like Cavs Warriors thing was over, it's kind of just like, all right, I give this guy his props and his flowers or whatever. Like, he's clearly a freaking freak of nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like this, though. You don't like this positivity.
I don't mind it. It's just he's always doing it.
It seems very heavy-handed.
Always giving it up to this guy. And it's just like, you don't do this ever.
No.
I'm suspicious of it. Because it's not it's not in line. He doesn't do this to KD.
No, he's a little harder on KD, isn't he?
Contemporaries who he like obviously has respect for and loves. Like, he doesn't do that.
I wonder if he'll do it for Steph, but not KD, because Steph was there first. And then KD joined Steph. So he looked at that as like, all right, you fucked up my shit. You know,
he's discounting KD's titles.
I think so.
Well, he is a podcast. He's a natural.
We'll know he's a podcaster. I tweeted this, but we'll know he's a podcaster when the beginning of the second episode of Mind the Game, he says, well, they didn't cancel us after the first episode. That's because you have to say that as a podcaster, no matter what the level is.
That's a given.
That's the opening of the second episode of any podcast. Yeah.
All right. We do have to hear from Steph's teammate here.
So Draymond's got to be upset that they're not teaming up for this, right?
I must say I am a little upset that LeBron James is like going on a podcast and he still haven't been on the Draymond Green show. But when it's your own thing, you kind of can't say anything. So I guess I'll live with it for now. Pick the bone with him that I got to pick with him later.
I'm so fascinated by what their relationship is. Like, do you think out of the blue, Draymond calls LeBron? LeBron's not doing shit. He's just hanging out, right?
Right.
Does he definitely answer the phone?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What if it's a FaceTime?
I think he answers the FaceTime too. And I think it's that in clutch we trust situation.
There it is.
Okay.
Because it's bigger than it's more intimate than the Nike stuff.
Yeah.
The clutch thing is definitely more like fraternity. Within the fraternity type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think because of that, if Draymond wasn't clutch, I don't think they would have developed a relationship. Well, no, in fact, I know they wouldn't have developed a relationship because Draymond kicked him in the nuts.
Oh. And called him a bitch.
They called him a bitch and put his sack on his head and did all of it. Or was it LeBron that
LeBron put his sack on Draymond.
He did the sack. Yes, my bad.
Yeah. So LeBron started is what you're saying.
Yeah. It said, you can't call me a bitch because I'm a father.
Why is that? Look, we can get into a lot of the dynamics of the word bitch, but like LeBron really
is like, I feel like what he's saying is like, maybe like, yo, like you, by you doing that, you give my kids license to call me a bitch.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Yeah. Because kids these days, man, like
you ain't do shit when Draymond said it.
Touch them. Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Elevate your game in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe, the capable SUV that features premium interiors with available captain's chairs, available dual wireless device charging, and bold new technology, all with plenty of room for your cargo and crew. Okay, Hyundai. Visit HyundaiUSA.com to learn more about the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Let's go on to another podcast, but this is not LeBron, it's not Draymond. Let's just go straight to Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom had some pregame rituals.
Well, this is my question is, I wonder, is this him promoting his new podcast with Caitlyn Jenner? Is he doing a press tour here? And this is how
he started it. That wasn't like tricked by the internet. That's a real thing.
Apparently. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Are we at critical mass? We got JJ Redick.
I'm not going to dissect the
and LeBron. We got Lamar Odom and Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, that's what you're not going to dissect.
Lamar Odom is doing a podcast with Caitlyn Jenner about what?
Hoop. Real basketball analysis, you know?
No, yep. Stop
the
it.
The nerds that people are afraid to do. No, this is what Lamar Odom had to say.
Right. Everybody's got nerves before games sometimes. And
I used to always jerk off. But now think about it, because that like probably like took some of my energy.
Wait, what? So your pregame ritual was to jerk off?
At home. I mean, yeah, I was at home at the crib.
Just there. Do you have a
hotel room? I busted down. Okay. I suppose sometimes I would rather play on the road.
It is weirder to jack off at home before a game than in a hotel. Hotel, I get it. Like, hotel, you're just bored at sometimes. You're like, all right, man. Well, I guess at home, too. Like, you know, but...
What the fuck? Lamar officially... You know, explain that the home court advantage doesn't exist.
Now he said like maybe that's why he didn't have energy. And I'm not pretending it doesn't you know, it doesn't take some energy. But wouldn't the balance of the post nut clarity counteract the the less energy? Like, you can kind of see things better, you can make better decisions, you know.
Pablo did a whole deep dive into this with Dominique.
You know what? I'm backing on the Lamar and Caitlyn Jenner podcast.
Oh, because you're here. Yeah.
This guy will say anything into a microphone.
He's always been extremely honest.
He once said cocaine when he first did it was like getting an orgasm. He's a very orgasmic driven guy. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. I mean, he was with Chloe.
Was searching in his head for the right response to that. That tease.
Why is Chloe the merchant?
She was
the
orgasm,
the organizer of the orgasm, the orgasm.
She was the most outspoken about sex of the three,
of the sisters,
and the most aggressive, at least publicly, of the three.
Mm.
So I feel like.
So you think she trying to say she the biggest freak?
At least that's how it comes off on the show. That's how it comes off in interviews.
Oh yeah, like, remember she had the sex swing? Mm-hmm. That was like a thing on the show.
Yeah.
Sex swing, huh?
I mean, obviously he's not in there. Like, he's 250 pounds. Like, that's not.
No, I don't think the guy gets on the swing.
I think you could get on the swing and then have her on you, and then you just. Kind of moving. I think I think like they're exhausting options.
I feel like
the target
isn't fixed enough to just use the swing if you get my drift.
I agree, but I'm just saying, like, I think there are ways where when you're them, you're trying out every combination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Combination.
When he did have his incident. That scary incident where we thought we almost lost Lamar. Thank God he pulled through, but he was at a brothel.
The absolute most insane thing I've ever been asked to do for work.
He ended up pulling through, so we can acknowledge this,
they asked me to film a video about the passing of Lamar just in case.
And did you mention the details of the passing though? Like,
no, I refuse to do it. Oh, I refuse to do it.
We reached the boundaries of Zach Harper's journalistic integrity.
Well, guess what? Months later, they released the Kevin Durant to the Celtics video on Yahoo somehow that we pre-recorded. Wow. So had the Lamar Odom one gotten out on Yahoo.
Yeah.
Jesus. That would have been.
You might have had to say that, you know, you were fasting during Ramadan or
my fingers broken
or correct death predictions right before that Lamar Odom video was taken. You never know.
I called Paterno and I called all these deaths.
But speaking of predictions, it's time for our Underdogs Fantasy Sports segment. That's right.
How about that? Shout out to Underdog.
Brand spanking new. Go to underdogsfantasy.com. Promo code DING.
D-I-N-G.
Get yourself signed up for that. And we are going to give you a little pick combo here. So they got Nikola Jokic promo for Thursday. 1 point, one win. That's all you need. All Jokic has to do is score.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can handle that. So what are we going to put around that, Zach?
Well, you know what I like? This DeAndre Ayton's on fire ever since he got a mattress. He has been...
He's turned it around, man. Quick bed take from you on that. How long could you go sleeping on an air mattress before you gave up?
3 hours?
I mean, I could probably sleep 6 hours a night on an air mattress. I probably could.
Yeah.
The point is, when is this man going to stop saying crazy shit about his play? Dominate shit?
Well, he's been dominating lately.
Wow. The match, like, bruh, you didn't have a mattress. Like, you just, he just couldn't get access to a California king or a king size or like, he like, just, I'm, I keep like, I get it. You've definitely have like a special dedicated custom mattress because of, you know, the abnormal length of your body. Mm-hmm. But stop it. Stop it, bro. Stop
Waz, do you think that, you know, if he couldn't get that big custom bed, if he couldn't get a California king or something like that, we're assuming the air mattress accommodated? Like, that was big enough? That's what doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is he's on fire lately. So I'm taking over or higher. I'm taking higher on half a double-double in this game against the Clippers. I think he's getting easy 10 and 10.
Easy. He's averaging 27 and 15 in March since he got a bed. So, yeah.
So that's what you have to pair, the Jokic with this half of a double-double?
We're going higher on the half a double-double for DeAndre Ayton, but that's not all Waz. We're going higher on half a double-double for Jusuf Nurkic against the Philadelphia 76ers. No Joel Embiid. Nurk is rebounding like crazy. The only question is, will he get the points? But he's going to get 10 points against these bums. We're going higher on Norm Powell, 14 and a half points in this game against the Blazers. One, it's a revenge game. Two, it's the Blazers. So he should be able to score just fine. He's been on fire lately, Maze.
Higher than 14 and a half points in four of his last five games.
And then to top it all off, this will get you to, you know, big time return on your money. We got Tyrese Maxey higher, 8.5 first quarter points. He's averaging 8.2 first quarter points since Embiid went down. I think this is an easy one.
30 points in his last three games for Tyrese Maxey. That is our underdogs fantasy combination.
Let's go.
So you alluded to it earlier, Waz.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell, you know, the 2-for-1 king himself. Is he the one that LeBron was gently calling out when he said that it was a bad shot? Because he has tied Nick Van Exel's 1995 Lakers franchise record for threes in a season with a whopping 183 three-pointers. And I'm going to read you this Darvin Ham quote, Waz. He has a green room, not a green light, a green room.
That doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like this is where people go hang out before they go on a show?
That's what I was about to say. Like, he has a room with a fridge with Amstels and Bud Lights in it. Like, what is he talking about?
Some Chex Mix.
Like, what are we doing with that?
So he also, D'Angelo also has the Nets franchise record for threes with 234 in 2018-19. But the thing that stuck out to me about this was the 183. And I'm thinking to myself, that seems low. Also, Nick and Van Exel, 1995, you know, that's almost 30 years of basketball later with the three-point boom. So Waz, there are two other franchises with under 200 threes for their franchise record. So the Lakers had the lowest franchise record in the whole league, 183. D'Angelo is going to set a higher number. What are the other two teams with under 200 threes as their franchise record?
Denver Nuggets?
Ding, 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 ding. Correct. That's right. Dale Ellis had 192, and Michael Porter Jr. has 190, and will be passing very shortly.
I feel like Murray hasn't, like, in the three-point boom or whatever, Murray hasn't been a high-volume guy, and he's also missed a ton of time. And Porter Jr. has been a higher-volume dude, but he's also missed a ton of time, right?
Yeah.
So that's
not
why
Gary Harris Jr., not Evan Fournier back in the day. None of those guys.
J.R. Smith didn't get it done.
J.R. Smith, yeah. Yeah, George Karl wasn't letting anybody have fun, though.
And the other one is the Spurs of all teams. Danny Green had 191 in 2015. Chuck Person had 190 in 1996, but will Wemby get that record as well?
Maybe. Why not? Post Kawhi, they've been such a like a putrid offensive outfit.
Yeah.
So yeah, not surprised. Damn, the fact there's only two teams left is crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Devin Vassell, he'll probably get it at some point, right? He's putting them up. No one.
Not Sohan.
Yeah. No.
Sohan. No, they're gonna get the ghost of Chip England to fix his jumper. And he's gonna be straight.
Not at all. We are going to head on over to the Patreon section of this podcast, patreon.com/countthedings. You want to get the entirety of not just our show, but the OG show from Monday with Tom and Trey, all the extra bomb stuff, all the extra cinephobe stuff, all the extra stuff you want from Count the Dings. Get that at patreon.com/countthedings, including this next segment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.